Developers of the planned Brookhill Village redevelopment off South Tryon Street are seeking nearly $20 million in public and private support for the project, which would include both affordable and market-rate apartments. The City Council will get a briefing Monday and could vote later this month on the request. WFAE's David Borax has this report as part of our Finding Home series.
Brookhill Village is an aging complex about 2.5 miles from uptown Charlotte near the Blue Line light rail and the shiny new apartment towers of the South End. Brookhill was built as workforce housing in 1950, but the area has been an African-American neighborhood since the 1930s. There's a lot of history here, but it's threatened, says Ray McKinnon.
Brookhill is more than buildings, right? It's a rich community where you sometimes have generations of people who live there. Some folks by necessity, but some folks by choice.
McKinnon is a Methodist church pastor who also chairs a related nonprofit group that's been trying to help engineer a redevelopment for years. It's been frustratingly complicated, he says. The land and buildings have separate owners, and there was so much crime here at one point that the U.S. Attorney's Office threatened to seize part of the complex. But McKinnon has high hopes for the new plan.
I think this is the third or fourth try. And this is the farthest we've gone. This is the one that's the most promising and I think the one that is the most feasible and workable and the one that I'm most proud about, frankly.
McKinnon says the challenge for a developer is how to preserve the community and affordability. Rents there are some of the lowest in Charlotte, $500 or less for a two-bedroom apartment. Tom Hendrickson thinks it can be done with financial help from the city. He leads a development group that wants to build what he's calling New Brookhill on 16 of the complex's 37 acres. A mixed-use development on the rest of the property would come later.
We are bringing forward a proposal to revitalize Brookhill Village, starting with a mixed-income residential project that would have 324 residential units.
About half those units would be affordable, aimed at people making between 30% and 60% of the area median income, about $24,000 to $47,000 a year for a family of four. Rents would run between about $450 and $1,100 a month. Current residents would get first dibs. But Hendrickson says the $65 million project and the promised 164 affordable units can't be built without financial help. He says the project does not qualify for federal low-income tax credits. That's because of the unusual split ownership between the buildings and land. So he's seeking $19.8 million in loans and city infrastructure improvements. He also wants to build 160 market-rate units with rents of $1,500 to $2,700 a month that would help subsidize cost. Hendrickson thinks that's a selling point for the subsidies.
Part of what we're doing here is the market-rate units really help provide the support to help make it a complete community with diverse income points, and I think a better long-term community and a great model.
Hendrickson is asking the City Council to approve a $4.5 million loan from the Charlotte Housing Trust Fund, which is funded by $50 million in housing bonds approved by voters. He also wants a city grant of about $5.3 million for street improvements and site work. And he's asking for a $10 million low-interest loan from the private Charlotte Housing Opportunity Investment Fund, managed by Local Initiative Support Corporation, or LISC. Without the financial help, Hendrickson says he doesn't see a way to redevelop Brookhill with affordable housing.
We'll have to then turn to the community to help find housing for the 279 or so current residents, including about 86 children. That's heartbreaking, and it is an absolute nightmare scenario.
That's a not-so-veiled threat aimed at the public and private decision makers who hold the purse strings here. City Housing Director Pamela Weidman will present the Housing Trust Fund request to the City Council tonight, and the Council could vote on it April 27th. Both Weidman and Rafine Caldwell of LISC said they could not comment before tonight's meeting. Hendrickson says he has $43 million in private financing lined up to cover the rest of the $65 million cost. If local leaders approve the public and private loans, he says demolition could begin this fall and the first units could be ready in 2021. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.